Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
So, do you have 20 minutes? What can you really do when you have 20 minutes? I know I work. When I'm working and I'm at a desk or I'm at a computer and I try and get myself up every 20 minutes in any case to move around, jump around. But if I had 20 minutes to work out, what really would I do? My guest is Dr. Pamela Peek. She is a renowned physician, scientist, and expert in so many things. So, Dr. Peek, let's talk about a 20-minute workout. What can you do in 20 minutes to really make a difference?
Okay, crank up the volume and do Zumba. Okay? I mean, I'm serious. In 20 minutes, you could dance. If you were in your office, if you were at home, and you had that 20 minutes, and you wanted to do something that really brought up your heart rate and really gave you that little oomph, you could also do things that are fun, like dance. People forget that. And I'm really just telling you that it's quite effective if you just assume that vertical, pump up a little bit of that, you know, energy, get a little bit of that sweat going, and have fun. So it's not always about racing off to the, you know, the gym and all the rest of it. So that's really, really important. Another thing to do is to, you know, kind of mix it up here. So running, biking, jump roping, rowing, all of these things are perfectly fine. You know, if you want to just integrate them, 5 minutes of this, 10 minutes of that, if you had any of that stuff accessible. But, I don't break your heart. You don't need any equipment. You know, for instance, if you simply did a walking, if you've ever walked across a room with really high knees, for instance, you know, like you're really just looking like a little regimented person in a, you know, one of those bands or something. I mean, try that sometime and tell me that you're not sweating. Just do that across, back and across the room, to and fro. It feels really, really good. The same thing goes with a little bit of, you know, fake jump roping. Even if you don't have a jump rope, play like you do. You're up, you're down, you're up, you're down. How about some jumping lunges? You know, easy things that will get your heart rate up fast. And quite frankly, if you want to be able to get that heart rate up and if you want to do something with endurance, then you don't want to be using dumbbells because they'll actually keep that heart rate down. You want to keep it up. Now, let's just say during those 20 minutes, you want to do a little balance of some aerobic as well as anaerobic, which means that you're doing some weight training along with your cardio. Perfectly fine. Many times what I do, I'm not even kidding you, I just run in place. You know, and you could be brisk walking in place, for that matter, if you wanted to, and just make it very simple. I'll just turn on some music, put on my headphones, you know, and plug it into my iSomething. Usually it's my iPhone because it's got my music on it. And then I'll just let it rip because I have nowhere else to go. I've got a little bit of moment there. I could play. And then if I wanted to add in some resistance, that's so simple. Use your body.
Just jump down on the floor and do some push-ups.
Heck yeah. And you know, what happened to bicycle doing, you know, your little bicycle kicks for your abs? Takes no time at all. All you need is maybe a little bit of a softer, you know, maybe if you have a mat or something or carpet or whatever, whatever feels comfortable for you. But it's so simple. There are a million wonderful stretches, fabulous little resistance pieces you can do. If you had a set of bands, just wrap them right around the leg of that big desk that weighs more than anything, and you could do some seated rows. You could take those bands, stand up, and do some biceps and triceps maneuvers. Really simple chest work. Very, very simple stuff.
And you know what? And the interesting thing is people don't realize, Dr. Peek, what you're saying is so simple because they think that exercise has to be formalized. They think it has to be very, very structured and or very, you know, you've got to watch this and my form has to be perfect. But yet when we're saying you've got 20 minutes, you want to get as much done as you possibly can. When I'm working with patients, whether they're heart patient or, you know, perfectly healthy person, I have them jumping around. We do, you know, sitting up and down from a chair, just getting up, getting down, getting up, getting down from a chair, and then maybe a few push, but just to keep going, not to stop, just keep moving. And boy, they are finding that so much fun.
Well, you know, there's also there's a whole set of really fun, straightforward things you could do from a chair, or even like using a chair to balance with, round a chair. Tons of them. As I mentioned before, Zumba's not just about, you know, rolling across the room and doing those crazy, you know, wonderful, you know, salsa things. It's also about a brand new subset of Zumba called Sentao, and that's S-E-N-T-A-O, and that means sitting dance. And so what you do is you actually just use your chair as a centerpiece. You do some work in it. You do some work around it. It's a riot, and you've got really hot music to do it with, and it's fun for all those people out there who are kind of stuck in a place with a chair. So if you've got a home office and you want to get up and move around a little bit, that's an easy thing to do. And you and I both know the research shows that when you plug in music, you get a heck of a lot more out of it.
Well, and you know, also another thing you can also do in a chair, and or that I love to just have people remember the days when people were doing like Taibo. Well, I kind of took some of that and just started doing kickboxing, punching, get, you know, boom, 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 just kind of, you know, using your body. And another thing that people just love to do with me. And so we kind of jump around, jab and release, jab and reverse, you know, and it's kind of fun because you feel like you're really hopping around. I just sometimes have to make sure to get out of the way and duck my head because I've had a few clients really want to take my head off.
Well, there's a lot of that going on. On the other hand, you can also combine some mat work, Pilates and yoga. So I like to call it yoga Lotties. Because that's a great way to, you know, once again, infuse it, integrate it into the workout, so you can kind of get a little bit of that mind-body thing in there, too, and a great core workout from the Pilates.
It is. So that's the way that you can take all these things. Now, in 20 minutes, can it make a big difference? Because
a monster difference.
But what if you're Absolutely. Somebody that really wants to be able to, you know, walk the Avon walk or go and run? I mean, do you have to be specific to what you're doing, or can these things also contribute to just your being able to do really anything you want?
No, they contribute to your being able to do anything. For that matter, if you want to do something like the Avon 3-day or any of those things out there, infusing some more of that high-intensity interval training, and at the same time utilizing that 20 minutes of umph will absolutely make a big difference. One of the things we found, especially among runners and people we can very easily study, is that they all overtrain. They're overtraining like mad. They keep thinking that it's all about volume, that it's about quantity, but not quality. And so what they do is they just sort of show up and all they say to themselves, well, I got an hour in. Yeah, you got an hour in, but what was the quality of that hour versus dragging it back? What if you only had dragged it back to 30 minutes, but you made that 30 minutes a killer? Really great, highly effective. Then you're going to have a much more improved endurance performance. So in answer to your question, you better believe those 20 minutes are going to count.
Okay, now we've got a minute and a half left, not even. And I know that you can talk about things, Dr. Peak, for an hour without even taking a break. It's what I love about you and makes us so good together. Wrap it up for us in a 20-minute workout. Begin and end it.
Okay, so in the 20-minute workout, if you're not already pretty well warmed up, then give yourself about a good 5 minutes or so, especially if you're already trained baseline, to really warm up. And that means just take something, whatever you're doing, at a moderate pace. And then what you want to do is you want to choose the kind of aerobic endurance thing you want to do. So whether it's walking, running, biking, rowing, swimming, whatever it may be, and you want to just give it your all out for about a good minute, right? That's a good 60 seconds. And then you take it back for at least a minute, so a minute to 2 minutes. It could be anywhere in there. Bring it back up again. Keep doing these little intervals back and forth where you have a rest period, and then you give it your all out in a rest period. And then you can continue to do this for as long as you wish. Let's just say of your 20 minutes, you want to spend 12 minutes doing that. Then you flip it over, and if you want to do resistance training, add that in with some stretches, you're home.
You are home, and a 20-minute workout can cut your workout in half and really get great results. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.